Hello, my name is Abigail, and this is the Polyglot Progress Podcast. Today is May 27th, 2020, same day as last podcast, because I am bulk recording them, and today is episode number 39, Spanish, My Story. So, in the future, what I think the podcast schedule is going to look like is going to be first Wednesday of the month will be a podcast just with me, similar to the podcast that I posted, I guess 2 weeks ago, but filmed about 5 minutes ago. And then the second podcast of the month, which will come on the second Wednesday, or third Wednesday, I guess, of the month, will be usually, I think, something with a guest. Not always, but I think pretty often I'd love to have someone else on the podcast. It won't be interview style stuff. It will be just kind of normal podcast topics, but with someone else to kind of bounce thoughts off of. But just because I am trying to bulk kind of film and record things for the coming first kind of month back to Polyglot Progress, I wanted to do something alone. It's also been a little while since I have made one of these kind of like podcasts that sort of covers my whole experience learning a language, and so I think now would be a good time to come back to it. The reason I have chosen Spanish specifically for this one is because A, it hasn't been done yet. In the past, there has been an Esperanto one, a German one, and a French one. Those were all done when Polyglot Progress was still me and Matilda, so you can listen to both of our experiences with those languages. But now it will just be my experience with these languages. But Spanish specifically, because Spanish is the language that I'm adding in for June. At the time of filming, I haven't done it at all, but by the time you see this, I'll have been doing Spanish again for about 2 weeks, so I will be heavily immersed in Spanish study, so I thought that it would be a good time to post this. And a Spanish diary should be out right after this, I think. Maybe the next video you'll see will be a Spanish diary. There will be one coming soon, spoiler alert. So let's talk about it. Spanish is, I think, a language that really sums up for me just how much how you did with languages at school does not really correlate to how your language learning experience will be as a teenager or as an adult trying to learn on their own. So I studied Spanish about, I think, 5 times, completely separate times throughout my life. Spanish is actually the first second language that I tried to pick up, even though in the end it ended up being what I consider my 6th language that I speak. So I just had such a negative school experience, and that's kind of how this all fell into place. So I first began studying it when I was in elementary school. When I first started elementary school, my family lived kind of right outside of Washington, D.C., and the school that I attended did start Spanish in first grade. So I was there for kindergarten, first, and second grade. So in first and second grade, I did take Spanish classes. From what I remember, they were full-on immersion classes. The teacher actually didn't speak a ton of English to us at all. I don't know if she spoke a ton of English in general. I do know that she was an immigrant and Spanish was her first language, so it was kind of a thing like that, but I don't know how much English she spoke outside of this class, because in the class it was almost entirely in Spanish. She would sometimes use English to answer questions, but from what I remember, even if we asked a question in English, she would respond to us in Spanish. So it really was aimed at just getting us to eventually kind of figure out what she was saying on our own. And I don't remember there being any kind of like actual, like, I'm gonna write out conjugations on the board for you, I'm gonna teach you a grammar point. It was fully just immersion. And I have no idea what this school system's language classes looked like from there on out. I do know that you continued with Spanish, and then I think when you were in middle school, maybe high school, you picked another language. So you were supposed to graduate speaking, like, 3 languages. But I don't know if it was immersion all the way through. I don't know if there was increased grammar stuff later on. I don't know what the deal was. All I know is that this was very immersion-based, and I remember going to the zoo for a field trip, and I kept saying the word elefante. For some reason, I remember that is like picking out elephants and saying that because that was like the one Spanish zoo word that I remembered, I guess. And also, I remember that we watched Muzzy in class, And I didn't realize at the time that it was Muzzy. For some of you who have been watching Polyglot Progress for a long time, you probably know about my childhood obsession with Muzzy. When I was younger, I used to be so into the Muzzy commercials, and I used to get really upset that my family hadn't bought Muzzy for me so that way I could learn the language as a kid. And I had all these feelings at the age of, like, 7 that I had passed my prime time to learn a language, and I was never going to be bilingual, and it was because my family hadn't gotten me Muzzy when I was a kid, so now I just can't be bilingual. And I was really mad about it for a long time. But I have, looking back, realized that the videotapes that we watched in my Spanish class were actually Muzzy, so we did that as well. And then we moved to Connecticut, and the school that I moved to didn't have Spanish until 6th grade, so there was a good chunk of years there, 3rd, 4th, and 5th grade, where I just didn't have any Spanish, and I think I kind of forgot everything. I wouldn't say that I had a great working grasp of Spanish from my Spanish classes in my first elementary school. It was total immersion, and I don't really remember any kind of speaking on my part, honestly. I don't remember really knowing many words. I think it was really I was gaining a listening comprehension, and I think that's probably part of why, and we'll talk about this later, but one of my struggles with Spanish is that I can comprehend a lot, but it makes it very difficult for me to actually remember words because I kind of am like, oh yes, I do know that word. But it's because I recognize it, but it's not totally ingrained in my brain. My, like, recall is very bad for Spanish often. I have a hard time speaking Spanish. I have a hard time using Spanish. But I can fully understand Spanish conversations when I hear them. And I think that that's where that kind of started, was because I had 2 years of just listening to Spanish and becoming able to understand it, but not really having any sort of output there. And I don't know if that was the class's fault or my fault, because I honestly don't remember if there was any homework. I don't remember if there was any opportunities for me to speak Spanish even, other than, I guess, going to the zoo and saying elefante. So I had 3 years off, forgot anything that I did know, and then we had Spanish in sixth grade, but the way that they did Spanish for the sixth graders was that once every, I want to say 2 weeks, that's I think what it was, in place of your social studies class, the Spanish teacher would come in and give a Spanish lesson once every 2 weeks in place of social studies class. So I remember that it was always, like, a big deal in the sense that my social studies teacher was always very annoyed with it because social studies just wasn't happening that day, and I feel like we also, as students, were kind of frustrated with it because it just got in the way of stuff and it felt very pointless because it was once every 2 weeks. I wouldn't say I learned a ton. I did learn, I know, kind of like basic phrases, and then also I can remember he would bring a guitar in and sing songs, and one of the songs was about, like, pastimes. So I learned things like saying, like, to dance and to cook and to play the guitar and, like, words like that that I guess are kind of useful, but it wasn't enough to really speak Spanish. I remember having to make, like, a poster, though, and, like, we did have writing exercises and stuff, so there was actual output happening there, but definitely not a frequent language class at all. You will find that that is a very common theme that happens. The school district that I went through from 3rd grade to 12th grade, what I graduated in, number one thing I can say about their language program, and I'm thinking that it's changed a little bit now because I believe they actually pick a language starting in 7th grade now, but the number one thing I can say about my experience when I went through is that the language program was a hot mess in terms of frequency of language classes, and in terms of just, like, putting many languages out there and thinking that would help us, but really doing it in a way where instead of learning a ton of languages, I learned no languages. So that happened in 6th grade. As you can imagine, I didn't learn a ton of Spanish. 7th grade, there was also Spanish as a mandatory thing. This wasn't, like, a choice thing. But what happened was you had 4 quarters to your school year, and for example, first quarter would be, like, kind of like a study skills class, but there was, like, a 6-day rotation to the week, so, for 4 of those days for the 6-day rotation, you would have, the study skills class, and then for two of the other days in the rotation, not back to back, but two random days in that 6-day rotation, you would have Mandarin Chinese. So I took a little bit of Mandarin Chinese in 7th grade. I cannot say anything. I cannot read anything. I cannot write anything in Mandarin. Literally, the only word that I know is ni hao, and I don't know the tones for it. So, might have not even said hello just now. I really don't know Chinese at all. It's a problem. And so that happened for quarters, let's say, 1 and 3. Then, quarters 2 and 4, you would have Spanish. And luckily, that was an everyday thing. They didn't try to throw that study skills class in there, too. But still, it wasn't even, like, a whole semester of Spanish. It was a semester split into 2 quarters that then, between that, they were trying to give me 2 days of a 6-day rotation worth of Mandarin Chinese. So basically once every school week I would have Mandarin. It didn't really help me learn much. I'd say I learned a little bit of Spanish that 7th grade time, and it was mainly because I really liked the teacher. The teacher was great. He really didn't deserve to have to only teach Spanish 2 quarters out of a year to kids. But again, I'd say that we didn't really get past basic stuff. I think it was the same thing that I was learning in my original elementary school and the same thing I was learning in 6th grade. We were learning things like how to introduce yourself and how to say your basic hobbies and some immersion. I really didn't have a great grasp of Spanish. I don't think I ever in all of my years of school, because you'll learn in a second that this is my last year of Spanish in school, I never got to the point where I was really able to speak Spanish. I'd say even in 7th grade when we did speaking activities, I just didn't know words. I could say, like, hi, I like to swim, but I couldn't ask questions other than can I go to the bathroom. I couldn't speak about anything that wasn't my pastimes, honestly, and food. I think we learned food words that year as well. I never had, like, an actual working grasp on Spanish, even at a beginner level. Like, it was a very, very beginner level. We didn't even get to, like, mid to advanced beginner stuff, or what I would consider mid to advanced beginner stuff. But again, I think all that input and all the comprehension I developed ended up kind of screwing me over in the long run. In 8th grade, I then was able to choose a language. So after they put us through all that Spanish, they were like, okay, pick a language. And I chose French. So I stopped having Spanish classes entirely. I studied French for 8th grade, and then all of high school didn't take a single Spanish class. I tried to study Spanish on my own, I want to say 2 separate times. It might have honestly been 3 separate times. I just kept trying to pick it up. I really wanted to learn Spanish, and it's been something that I've wanted to learn, honestly, ever since I started taking those Spanish classes at my first elementary school. I was so excited for those classes. I was so excited to learn another language, because I guess I felt robbed that my family didn't raise me bilingual. But I was so excited for it, and then I lost it, and then now I had this chance to learn another language, and then it wasn't great, and so I've always kind of really wanted to learn Spanish. So I tried it again. I think all of the times have been documented on Polyglot Progress, actually. If you were to watch some really old videos, I think there are definitely some where I'm like, I'm gonna learn Spanish! And then it peters out. And then I think I did it again. I think at one point Matilda and I tried to learn Spanish together. I think that was the most Spanish that I did, is at one point I believe we got about halfway through colloquial Spanish. I want to say that was like senior year of high school. And stopped again. So I want to say it was like, I tried probably like sophomore year of high school, maybe like going into senior year of high school was the second time. I have no idea about these dates. And then I think I tried again in college, like early college, maybe my freshman year. Someone could go back and find all these, honestly. But I tried it. I used a ton of different books. I did try that colloquial book, but I also tried like a million other Spanish textbooks. They've all come and gone through my house, as I currently have no Spanish textbooks. And then what really finally got me to learn Spanish was the manga romance challenge that we did on this channel. You can go back and watch all of those videos for anyone who's a little bit newer. Basically, we did a challenge where we tried to learn both Spanish and Italian from scratch, or from scratch in my case for Spanish, where I guess I knew a few words and I could comprehend, but not much beyond that. And that was really what allowed me to finally learn Spanish, and so I am so immensely grateful for that. I honestly, that challenge is one of the best things to happen to me in my language learning life. I think that it got a little bit rough towards the end. I was definitely getting a little burnt out with doing the studying and, making the videos and things because I was so busy at school alongside it. But it was really something that really just sparked my love for language learning again. It really showed me how much I am capable of when it comes to language learning. It really, I think, proved to myself, even though I kind of already knew this, I was already talking about this, but it really proved to me and hopefully proved to a lot of people that you can learn two languages at the same time, especially there's that misconception that you really can't learn languages from the same family at the same time, like they should be totally separate. And I think that this totally quelled that because really, I do feel like they benefited the other. So I'm very thankful for that whole experience, and especially thankful when it comes to Spanish because it was something that I've wanted to learn for so long and it just never worked prior to that. So that was the, I want to say spring of my sophomore year was probably when we started. Maybe it was the fall, to kind of mid of my junior year. And then, as I said earlier in this podcast, I took a hiatus from the end of June, basically. And then I took a hiatus pretty much from the, I want to say second semester of my junior year to until now, pretty much. So all throughout my senior year from language learning, pretty much entirely. As I said, I came back a little bit in the fall of my senior year. And I was doing Spanish at the time. I was trying to read through a poetry book. I actually considered taking a Spanish literature class this past spring semester of my senior year, but I just wasn't thinking it was the right move. It was a class entirely in Spanish, and it was a literature class, as I said, so it would be a lot of reading in Spanish and then classes in Spanish. And I think if I'd had a ton of free time, I could have really pushed my Spanish to the point where I could have then taken that class and then continued to push myself through it. But it was going to be one of many classes I was taking this past semester, and I just also felt like I just didn't really have the time to prepare for it. It really was going to be a massive struggle. It was going to be way beyond my level. But I think there's a benefit to that sometimes. Putting myself in that position, my Spanish probably would have gotten way better, because I would have been in this more advanced language class, where it's really about the literature and stuff, but, I just really didn't have the time for it, so I skipped out on that. But I was studying Spanish a little bit, and it is going to be a huge focus for me this summer. I really would like to get my Spanish to a really nice working level. I would really love to eventually get it to a really advanced level. For now, when I took the test about a year ago, I guess, for my Spanish level, I was at a low intermediate level, which I think is great. I was able to have a lot of conversations, but I really would love to get it back to that low intermediate level because I haven't used Spanish at all recently, in the last year really, other than that little bit of reading. And I would love to eventually get it to a higher intermediate level or a low advanced level and then eventually an advanced level. So I'm very excited about that. Next part of this is I want to talk about just the resources that I used overall. That's usually the next step of this kind of podcast. So I definitely used school, which gets a thumbs down from me. I think I probably honestly used Live Mocha at one point. I used to use Live Mocha like every time I tried to learn a language from like 7th grade to the end of 9th grade, and gets two thumbs down from me. Live Mocha was basically, I believe Rosetta Stone put it out, but it was a website that was kind of like crowdsourced almost, so you would post things and then people would respond to it, and then you would respond to corrections for people learning your language, and that would buy you points to unlock the next lesson. It kind of had a cool concept, but in reality, it just didn't work very well. You did not learn very much. A lot of time was spent waiting for someone to correct your thing so that way you were allowed to get points to move on. A lot of things were inaccurate or incorrect, so it wasn't super great. But I definitely used that probably at some point. I used Colloquial, which I don't remember being super great, but it was because I felt like it was at such a basic level, that maybe it is that thing I was talking about earlier of I remembered things from the past, but I couldn't recall them. So it just felt like a lot of, I was moving through this textbook, like, I already know all these words. I already know how to say I play guitar. I already know how to do the present tense, etc. And then you get to the end of the book and you haven't really learned anything, at least in my case. I'm sure for someone who's learning their first foreign language, it could have been great, but my experience with colloquial Spanish wasn't superb. I used probably a million different textbooks. I had a lot from library sales, ones that I can't even tell you the name of right now. I'm not sure I ever used Teach Yourself Spanish, actually. I think that might have been one of the only things that I never used. But I used, like, a lot of textbooks that were clearly from Spanish classes in high school. I used several other ones that you can buy in, like, Barnes & Noble. Again, they're probably on this channel somewhere. And then finally, when I did it that last time, I used Mango Languages. I had a tutor. And then I've also used Duolingo. And I'd say that all those are a thumbs up. I'd say that the hardest thing for Spanish is finding resources that I like, to be completely honest. Spanish, you have a large plethora of things, and that can be both a blessing and a curse. While it's great that there are so many resources out there, I find that that also means that there are a lot of resources that are not great or not great for me personally, and it can be hard to find that. I feel like also because Spanish is sort of a pretty common, at least around here, language to learn as like your first foreign language or your only foreign language you're studying, there are a lot of books that are really, really directed at people who have never studied a language before. And while those resources are great and necessary, I find that I can find them a little too basic and just don't really push me enough, don't really keep me interested enough. So they don't really work well for me, and so it can be hard for me to find resources that I'm really into for Spanish. As I said, a blessing and a curse, because obviously it's great that there are so many language materials out there for the language, but it can be difficult to find things that I really feel passionate about and really feel like capture my attention and really feel like are pushing me to get better with my Spanish. And then the other hardest thing for me would be remembering words. As I said, I have such an ability to comprehend Spanish conversations, and part of that I think is just my background with it, and then a large part of it is also that then I studied French, and so much of Spanish is so similar to French that I can definitely easily comprehend what's happening in a Spanish conversation. I just can't then always respond. Even now, as I do have a working amount of Spanish that I can speak with, I can understand conversations that are way beyond the level that I can speak with. And so that's definitely a little bit of a problem, and definitely I think memorizing words, I don't have the problem that I have with Spanish with other languages. I usually am very good at memorizing vocabulary. However, with Spanish, I think it is that I see the word, I feel like I know it, but it's because I can just kind of like recognize it through that same level of comprehension. And then it doesn't get solidified in my brain in the same way of like, oh, I don't know this word, now I know it. So it can be very hard for me to memorize and recall words, and I'm still, I think, working to find a way to really make that work for myself. Easiest definitely would be comprehension, and I guess finding resources to begin with. While I have to pick through them, they are definitely out there. Luckily a lot of them are also cheap because there are so many out there, so that also I guess is a benefit to learning Spanish. There are also so many people willing to help with tutoring sessions and things. There's no shortage of Spanish tutors online like there are for other languages, so definitely that is a great easy benefit to Spanish. Also I guess it's easy that it doesn't have another writing system. It has an accent that I feel like is pretty manageable for an English native speaker and an American native speaker. There's not tones, so pretty easy, I guess, overall, but obviously not, like, just a breeze. So that's my Spanish experience overall. If you've studied Spanish, I'd love to know just how this connects or doesn't connect with your Spanish experience. Did you also have a really horrible school experience? Did you have a great school experience? Did you entirely self-study? What do you feel like is the hardest and easiest parts of it? What do you like about Spanish? Just all the things. I really love getting to find out other people's stories with languages. I think that it's super interesting to find why people start learning languages, what they've gone through learning languages, etc. So I will see you guys on Saturday, I think with a Spanish diary. Maybe you've already seen it, maybe it comes out next week, but I'm pretty sure that you guys are going to get a video of me speaking Spanish in a few days anyway, so how topical. I will see you guys soon, and remember, practice makes progress.